When I was back in the States last month, I really had envy, fridge envy, of some of my friends. Now, most of my friends had normal fridges with like those industrial size fronts. We have a built-in fridge, so it's just like this fake wood on the front. It's a rental house. So I got to open up the fridge to see inside of it. I always wanted one which you could look inside of it without opening it. It's like at a supermarket. Yeah, that's the kind of fridge I want because you waste a lot of energy opening and closing. And the other thing is, the more you can see inside, the more you know what's inside, so when you're shopping, you don't overshop. So I'm looking at stuff now, trying to figure out how I can do this. What can I use this stuff for? Okay, I have lime juice, which accidentally I used in a stir fry yesterday, and it made the difference. It was a beef stir fry. Kids, I prefer just veg stir fry, but kids want beef or chicken. And the lime juice marinated the beef. It's cheap beef to start with, but it was really out of their proper zest. In another realm, Tim Arenetta, I think, is suggesting lime juice. You have to listen to follow, because I'm going to have him play after this. I have yesterday's quinoa with a hint of carrot in it. I have too many carrots in the house. I have yesterday's steamed rice. I swear I put broccoli florets in it, but they're not in there. I had to throw out some broccoli last night. I tossed my broccoli into a hedgerow where there are wood pigeons roosting. I think it's good for them. I bought sliced pickled beetroot because I've eaten at these salad bars that have carrot and beetroot, but somehow I'm not getting the right taste when I make mine. I think I have to steam my carrots. What do you think? Make them less crunchy. Although I'm not sure. Anyway, I bought the beetroot. I think beetroot's healthy for me. And then because I had three different times in the U.S., now I visited the U.S., late June, came back to Ireland the 3rd of July. Three different times I got crisps, that would be potato chips, with big honkin' pickles. Not the kind you have on hamburgers, but you know what I mean, the triangular-shaped big pickles. So I bought Mrs. Elwood's sweet cucumber sandwich slices pickled. It's the closest thing I can get to those spears, the gherkins, that I got served in the States. And now, I think Tim Arenetta is going to tell me about my quinoa. Right, Tim?
Bernie, I'm going to heartily recommend the black beans and quinoa. In fact, I won't eat quinoa without a good dose of black beans in it. Black beans and quinoa seasoned with garlic, cilantro, and lime. Cilantro is what we call coriander out here in the West. And then I would probably throw in cumin and chili powder, but that's me. I like Mexican flavor. And then, depending on what I have in the house, corn, red peppers, tomatoes, and avocado. So it would kind of have a Mexican feel to it, depending on how much chili powder I add in there. But yes, definitely black beans, good with quinoa.
When I was a teenager, myself and my four brothers were responsible for growing corn and sweet peas and radishes and carrots, beans, cucumbers, watermelons, sunflower seeds, popcorn. That was a bad thing. I'll tell you later about it. About six other things in a field across the street from our home. I walked that land, and including the ground now. It's rather rugged ground where no crops are being grown. It's fallow because of, that's what you do. You rotate your ground. And I thought about growing my own stuff, and then Belinda called in.
Bernie, you sound terribly healthy all of a sudden. Well, I say all of a sudden, I don't know what you normally eat. I'm slightly disturbed about your quinoa fascination, but I do like the idea of this whole kind of broccoli thing going on. And I'm very pleased that you have lots of carrots. To be honest, I was more... I think transfixed by the description of your fridge, but that's just a business thing. I can't help myself. So what I want to know is, are you sort of trying to be healthier than you are now, or have you always been healthy? Every so often I go on a bit of a... I ramp up my health kick sort of fanaticism, but I'd quite like to know whether you're trying to be healthier than you are at the moment or not. Let me know.
Yeah, you know, Belinda, I am trying to be healthier That's kind of a responsibility. And I actually gotta follow my own advice. So I'm trying to remove some processed foods. I've been successful in cutting down sugar. Well, adding sugar, like raw white sugar or brown sugar to stuff. Been successful in that. But there's sugar in so much stuff. So fizzy drinks, I'm cutting out that. I'm doing that because I'm carrying too much weight. When I got over to Ireland 20 years ago, I ran two Dublin marathons, and I could consistently hit 7-minute-mile pace without much training. But then I put on weight. So from my estimation, based on stuff you said before, I am approximately 100 pounds heavier than you. But when I was in college, I weighed the same as you, and I was 6 foot tall. So I was a fleet-footed two-miler. I could break 10 minutes in 2 miles. And I went back to Pennsylvania where I trained for that rigor on some serious grades and long fields of grain. Oh, actually, not much wheat, but corn and soybean. I'd run through the fields, and I'd come back with lacerated thighs from the corn leaves. So I want to kind of go back to that. Kind of feel like I'm reliving part of the past. Every 5 years, the family would go to Iowa, where Colin Flynn's from. And we'd can stuff. So we had a process set up where we do corn and beans and peas and carrots in mason jars capped with paraffin. And we'd fill an entire pantry with an afternoon's work. And then we'd have enough for two estate wagons to take to other family farms and for the winter stores. So I want to kind of go back to that where I'm vacuum packing my own stuff. There's a thing called Food Saver. My brother uses it to vacuum pack his food. So he makes his food ahead of time, sometimes 2 days ahead of time for his late night shifts. And he eats from those food packs. He doesn't eat from the vending machines. He's probably saving $4 to $10 a day. I want to get into that. So it's money saving and it is dietary because if I eat a lot of veg, it's filling and I don't feel the need to munch. So my easy distractions are I buy a lot of apples. I like Royal Gala apples. And my wife buys a lot of bananas, and they go bad after about 2 days, but that's fine. I have coconut yogurts, so good yogurt, thick stuff, and I just throw whatever the condition of the bananas is in, slice them up, mushy bananas, mushy strawberries, and I eat that stuff. So I'm in pursuit of a better diet. That's important because I am at the same risk as Greg Dixon was. He had about a foot of his lower intestine removed. I'm at the same risk factor, and I want to reduce that risk by increasing fiber and controlling more of the additives that go into my diet. I figure I can maybe live to the age of 80, and if I do that, I'll be the longest living male of my family tree. If I get to 80. The oldest male lived, I think, to 76. As far as I know, according to Ancestry.com. That's on my dad's side. I haven't checked my mom's side yet. I'm pretty sure they were a hard-working farmer, so I doubt they lived past the age of 70. So that's it in a nutshell. Live longer, control your diet, but it's fun to do as well. So my experiments with quinoa will continue. And I'm buying, because you said, oh, I don't like it, I'm buying British quinoa. It actually says it on the label. How about that? I think of you having a small little corner of my cupboard above my gas-powered hob. Yeah, Belinda Quinoa. I'll start taking pictures on Instagram and this stuff because some of my stuff is flavorful looking, and if I can get the macro lens adjusted, it'll just pop right out and invite a savory and taste to your own palate. We'll make you as healthy as you sound. Yeah. And thanks for the clip, for the use of the clip. You can find it at waverad.io, Wave Radio, playing today with your name on it. Bye for now. Thanks for calling. Oh my God. Had my back turned. And Clifford, all the way from Nova Scotia, got into my refrigerator.
Bernie, I have your answer. Go to the Play Store and look for the app Foodie. Recipe by ingredients. Then once you install that into your Android, you can then put in the ingredients that's in your refrigerator and hit the enter button and it will give you any and every possible recipe that you can create. Trying to think whom I was listening to here a little while back, and I think it was on Anchor, but somebody did mention about a food app. So there's my recommendation for any foodie recipes by ingredients.